At the Unalakleet School, a new class has been added to the curriculum. It's the first one of its kind in the Bering Strait School District, and it's called Fab Lab. KNOM's Davis Hovey reports.
Principal of the Wolfpack Body, Perry Corsetti, starts the school day by leading his students in the Pledge of Allegiance. Morning classes have commenced, and by 9 o'clock, career and technical education teacher Reed Tulloch has begun instructing his students to work with advanced technologies.
We call it Fab Lab. It's really a makerspace that we created, and it's got 10 PC computers with a Rhino 3D design software, and we work in conjunction with a vinyl cutter. Yeah, we can make vinyls, stickers, or signs and go in the end of doors. And then we also have a laser engraver cutter. That's the next thing that the kids use. And then last, we have a 3D printer prototyper.
Tulloch says his students learn how to work with two-dimensional objects and 2.5 dimensions, finally working their way up to three-dimensional objects and printing them out with the printer. In Tulloch's second Fab Lab class of the day, one of the senior students, Genesis Blatchford, is working on creating a 3D box using an instructional packet in a computer program. Blatchford has already finished the previous assignment, which was a keychain that he designed himself.
I took the class because I did a drafting class back at my old school. I knew I liked drafting, and then something to where I can be more artistic because I really like art too. There was more technical stuff that we had to do, which was nice and simple, and then you can create your own designs and stuff. Like, that keychain was really fun making. I was really happy being able to do that.
The guitar you hear is being played by one of the students during class. Even though this is not a music class, that guitar was made with Fab Lab Technologies by BSSD's CTE facilitator, Chase Irvin. Both Irvin and Tulloch took classes in college that prepared them to operate some of these Fab Lab technologies, but Irvin says understanding how to use the programs is the key to success.
We did go down to Sitka to a training where they pretty much gave us a file and we printed it out. But once you learn the programs, you begin to understand what you can and can't do. So basically, I'm able to go in and build my own guitar and know the limits and capabilities of the machines that we're running. Also, there's a lot of information on the web about pretty much anything you want to build. It's already been built and the file's online.
Irvin says when teaching the students, the staff tries to use their projects to focus on the needed skills rather than just teaching repeatability. John Weems, the coordinator of program support for the Bering Strait School District, believes there is a greater skill to be learned as well.
Not only transferable skills, whether it's running a piece of software or running a grinder or running a editing program to update a web page. Yes, that's important, but in my view, what's even more important is having students collaborate across the region. Because there are leaders, there are future leaders in our region and the state and beyond, and that's an authentic structure where they can engage in meaningful tasks that build their capacity to work together to achieve a goal.
Weems has a grand vision for collaboration between the Fab Lab and various sites across the school district, which would mirror businesses in the industry.
So let's take Ulu's as an example. We could use a CNC plasma cutter that's in one of our sites, which is NACTEC, so they profile the blanks. Another site that has a functioning metal shop might grind those blanks. Yet another site might CNC 3D print the handle material for those sites. And another site might do the media, the packaging, and so forth, because you have a group of students and instructors there that's their strength. You see where I'm going with this.
If this vision comes to fruition, Weems says the $100,000 Fab Lab could be partially self-sustaining and cover its own operating costs. Currently, some of the Unalakleet Fab Lab students are working on creating stickers for Eskimo Ninja Warrior Nick Hansen. An upcoming project for all of the Fab Lab classes will be creating puzzles for Santa's Workshop in December. Reporting in Unalakleet, I'm Davis Hovey.